Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our key issue facing our county today that we're focusing on are winds and mosquitoes. So where were you when we experienced the windstorm of a century this past January? It was on January 8, 25, 2 days after it happened, that San Bernardino County posted the following. Our county has been experiencing a high Santa Ana wind event since Tuesday. Gusts reached up to 80 miles an hour in some areas. Most experienced sustained winds of 50 to 60 miles an hour, high desert, gusts of 40 to 50. The intense winds combined with low humidity created dangerous fire conditions, contributed to downed trees and damage throughout the region. And many of us, I add, had power outages that lasted longer than expected, and many homes experienced roof damage, items displaced, trees uprooted, and so much more. I don't know about you, but when you looked outside your home, as I did, and my family and neighbors, we were like, where did this come from? Things had been blown from other people's homes down the street. One man went and picked up his gutter in the middle of the street and put it back on his house. Oh my goodness. We all experienced something in that event. Hopefully it brought us together. Another issue, even though we are not going to, we are not in a rain scenario at the moment, and that we are actually in a moderate to extremely severe drought condition throughout our county, depending on where you live, mosquitoes are continuing to bring a problem. Recently, San Bernardino posted that there is an increase to the mosquito risk, and Colton just a week ago tested positive for the West Nile virus. So Father, we bring the wind situation and the mosquito situation that we are facing right now in our county. We ask for county officials and staff to find ways to curb fallen trees, that they'd be out there aggressively, assertively, making sure that trees are pruned and cut appropriately so they could handle those high winds that we experience every year, but usually not at this level. We pray that they would provide ample notice so people would heed the notices and take necessary precautions to avoid anyone getting hurt, taking items inside, etc. After having experienced what we did last year, we pray people will take that winds would subside, that no fires would erupt, that Southern California Edison and other utility companies would find ways to prevent fire starting from transformers, sparking protection to all those out there, first responders, power utility workers, and any other personnel on the road. We pray, God, that people would ensure they have mosquito repellent, bug spray, or citronella, or whatever else they can to deter them from getting any sickness from the mosquito bites, and to prevent mosquitoes from hatching or living in their area of their home. We pray for no more positive tests for West Nile virus, complete containment, and we just pray for a hedge of protection around people and that they would take the necessary needs to make sure that they are not hurt by the mosquito bites. And we thank you, Father, that you are greater and that you were able to get your people through so many conditions despite the things that were happening around. So we ask for that same protection over those who believe in you, and that we would use these opportunities when things like this happen to minister to our neighbors in kindness and in giving and in helpfulness and service. In Jesus' name, amen.